morning. I concur with what's already been said. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are here. And as was mentioned, not only all the fathers, but the father figures as well. Realize they play a vital and important role in the lives of children. And we thank the Lord for each one. Realize that all of us in these roles, we have a great responsibility. Realize it's something that we need the Lord to help us with as we go along the pathway of life. So I have a message this morning that I suppose you could say it's a message for the fathers. It's a message for me first. But really, it's a message for all of us. Something that all of us can endeavor to do by the help and by the grace of God. Be an example. You've no doubt heard of this expression before. Do what I say, not what I do. You ever heard somebody use that expression? You know, do you think that works? It could work, right? But it's kind of difficult. It's a little bit difficult if somebody's telling you to do something that they're not even willing to do themselves. It's something that you can do it, but it's much more difficult. It's a lot more difficult to watch somebody not doing something right and to do the opposite. It takes more determination for an individual. That individual has to have much more determination to be able to do that. It's much easier to have somebody say, follow my example, or do what I'm doing. And then it's because you've seen it. It's right before you. You think about this word example. It's defined as one that serves as a pattern to be intimidating. And imitated. I'm sorry. I've looked at this word I don't know how many times. Imitated. Yes. Following a pattern to be imitated. Yes. Or not to be imitated. So you can have an example, a good example, okay, or a bad example. Something to be copied. That's a little bit easier to say. So, you know, we think about each and every one of us individually. We're all examples. Whether we realize it or not, we are an example to somebody. So then, which category do we fall under? Do we fall under the one that's to be copied? Because I'm struggling with that other word this morning. Or do we fall on the other side of somebody that somebody shouldn't copy this? And you know, again, all of us, we're all examples. Right? Even just siblings. Maybe you're a sibling to somebody. You're an example to other siblings. Right? Maybe you are you have classmates. Maybe you go to school. You're an example to your classmates. Some of us that have jobs, on our jobs, we're examples to those that we work with. on a daily basis. We're examples to each other right here in service. Our church family, we're examples. You know, on Wednesday night, we're encouraged when different ones stand up and testify, setting an example. Or, you know, when somebody gets up and talks about what the Lord has done for them, and it stirs something in our minds, and it's like, you know what? God did something for me, too. I need to stand up and say something. That's setting a good example, isn't it? I mean, all of us, we could, you know, God has been good to all of us. You know, we could set an example and, well, it was so small and insignificant, I'm not going to say anything, so I'm going to just hold my seat and be quiet. I'm not going to give thanksgiving for that just because it's such a small thing. It's not. We're setting an example. Right? Because somebody, they may have just needed some kind of encouragement. Oh, that reminded me of something that God did for me. We heard about a little bit this morning in Sunday school, just about God answering prayer for different ones. And it being an encouragement to us. We're all examples. You know that even sometimes we might have one-time encounters with people. Just one time, maybe somebody you only see one time in your life. That could be the only example maybe that somebody sees. How many stories do we read about in the Bible where all we know about that individual is just one thing? You can look up somebody's name and that'd be the only scripture in the whole Bible that talks about just this one thing that they did. And it was an example. Maybe that's all somebody remembers from. And maybe you just have an interaction with somebody and then you are just an encouragement to them and they might talk about it the rest of their life. Yes. And you never know. But you're an example. All of us are examples. I think about just that word, an example. I had an instructor in high school. It was a math class, and he didn't really teach, in my opinion, because the way that he showed you a concept, he'd introduce a concept, and he said, I'm going to do an example problem. And that's how he taught it to us. He said, here's the example. Here's the problem, and it was up to us to try to, it wasn't like an explanation, you know, some math expressions, you can explain it, right? You can say, you know, you can use visuals. Maybe you have, you know, when you start learning different things, one, you have one of this, and you add this to it, and together it makes two. You know, you can kind of explain how it works. He didn't do that. He just went right to an example. You know, that was maybe difficult for some, and maybe some could learn from that, but it's just, in life, that's the best teacher, really, is an example. Because we're taught by what we see. Is it possible to learn from a bad example? It is, right? You can certainly recognize somebody doing something and see a path that somebody's going down and see where they're headed, and you can say, that's an example of what not to do. And I'm not going to do that. But then going back to it is so much, it seems like it's maybe not easier, but it seems like it makes it less difficult when you have somebody that can show you the way. Yes. You know, an explanation is important, right? Yes. This is why you're doing what you do. And I'm going to describe why you need to do it. And I'm going to, but all that is good, but it's something else to actually commit to it and say, now, I'm not only going to explain it to you, but I'm going to be able to tell you, you can follow in my footsteps. You can do what I have done. Thinking about, again, us as fathers, we have a great responsibility to set an example. Set an example to just in our individual households. We have it. We're setting examples. Those of us that have children, we're setting an example. How this is how a father should be. This is how a father should interact with his children. This is how a father should interact with his wife.
Yes.
We're setting examples to those that are in our household all the time. You know, it's even important for, we have siblings, we have nieces, and we have nephews, right? And it's good to have, you know, sometimes it's as a father and as a, even as a mother, when you tell your children the instruction and you have a path for them to follow in, but then you can also point to, look at Uncle So-and-so. Right? Look at their life. Watch them. See how they interact. Right? So we're not only setting examples for those of us in our own household, but those out of our household. Because it helps us to be a witness. Right? It's just somebody else that we can look to. They're doing what they're supposed to do. You can follow my lead, and you can follow their lead as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm so glad about this morning? You know what I'm so glad about? We have a perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah. But somebody mentioned something this morning in Sunday school. The fact that God sent his son, Jesus, to live on the earth. Do we understand the significance of that? It's so that he could experience everything that we experience from our perspective. So there is nothing that we go through in this life that he didn't experience. So, in other words, God Almighty could have stood up there and he could have continued to give instruction to the prophets and all the things that was passed down. But he knew in his great wisdom that, you know, what's going to be far greater is for me to send my son down to the earth to be able to experience being a human being. And so the wonderful thing is, he came to earth and he said, I'm here not only to tell you, but I'm going to show you the way.
Yes.
He set the perfect example for us to follow. Let's look at 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verses 21 through 23.
For even hereunto were ye called. Because Christ also suffered for us. Leaving us an example. That ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin.
Neither was guile found in his mouth.
When he was reviled,
reviled not again.
When he suffered, he threatened not. But committed himself to him
that judgeth righteously. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Do you think that it was easy for him?
No.
You talking about being in heaven with God. There's no better place that you could be. So the reason for him, God Almighty sending his son, was a benefit for us.
Yes.
So not only all the things that he suffered while he was here on earth,
yes,
but it was just that he suffered just to even come to us.
Yes.
And it was all for my benefit, and it was,
yes,
for your benefit.
Yes.
So if he had to do that, if he had to suffer some things, are we going to be exempt? His only purpose was to help people.
Yes.
And everybody loved him, right? No. Some people hated him. And some people don't hate us just because we're being a good example.
That's true.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You're always trying to do right. What's wrong with that?
Right.
You know, you'll find the enemy of, you know, the things that people know you won't do. You know, you'll get to a place where they don't even mess with you. They'll even speak on your behalf for you. They'll testify for you. But maybe as you're getting established in the Lord, the enemy will try to tempt you in a certain way. Come on. This ain't gonna hurt you. No. I'm gonna be an example. So we're gonna have to maybe deal with some difficulty. But we're called. We were called. This verse says called. Being called out. We're called to be Christians.
Yes.
Right? And as that setting example as Christians, we recognize that we have to make up for all those that are saying that they are, but then there's nothing behind it. We call those pretenders. You know, you can talk to people that having a head knowledge.
Yes.
How much good does that do if you don't apply what you have in your head to your life? Does it do any good for you? So we're called by God. For hereunto were ye called, he suffered for us, leaving us an example,
yes,
that we should follow in his steps.
Yes.
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. That word guile is without deception. Pure. There was nothing but pure devotion to Almighty God. There was nothing hidden. There was no hidden agenda. Nothing. Even just when we think about his life, in times when he was accused, they were all false accusations.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've been called. That's our profession. It's a special calling that each and every one of us has to be examples. And each of us, just like as our example did, he had to take up his cross. We have to take up our cross. There's a chorus of the song. It says, you've been called out. Called out for what? For a purpose. We've been called out to be a servant. Called out to lift the standard. Called out to raise the banner. Called out to be a witness. Called out to show forgiveness. Called out from this world. Child, you've been called out. That's our responsibilities as we endeavor to follow in the example that God has laid out for each and every one of us.
Amen.
You know, just as when Jesus was here on this earth, it required something from him. It wasn't just easy, was it? You know, when we read about his life, it wasn't just smooth sailing. And the same will be with us. If we want to be a true example, do you always feel like doing? Do you never get tired? Do you, you know, does it ever, the temptation ever rise up to use the expression to give people a piece of your mind? But just can imagine if you give in to that. We talked about that. Maybe that's the only time. You know, somebody cutting in front of you in the drive-thru or at the line in the grocery store. What if you just took that moment? I was here first. I mean, is it really going to matter if you have to wait an extra 5 minutes? You either going to wait there or wait somewhere else, right? You get through that line and then you go out and get stopped by the light.
All right.
Or when you drive and live where we live, we rushing around and then here come the train. And there goes 5-10 minutes while the train goes by. I'm an example. All the time. I can't afford a moment of, well, I'm tired. So I'm not going to act like I'm a, we're a Christian, right? We're a Christian, we're Christians all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. When we're tired, we're Christians too.
Yeah.
When we're beat down, when things aren't going our way, are we being an example? You know, all of them, you think about when you don't feel like it, when you don't want to, I can sum all of that and lump all it up in one word. It's called sacrifice.
Yes.
What did our example do for us? Sacrifice. So what is my life going to entail? Some sacrifice? You know, I know that's the complete opposite of the mindset and the mentality of the world today. Because basically in the world that we live, it's like you do you. Whatever you want, you do. It's not about sacrificing for nobody. You was there first, you should be first. You know, that's the mentality. It's all right, I can wait. I waited this long. We being examples. You know, it's even before Jesus came to the earth, there was examples that we can look at in the Old Testament, that different ones that had relationships with God, that endeavored to live right, they were good examples that others could look on and they could follow in their steps. Let's look at a couple in the Old Testament in Kings. You know, back in that time, there was kings in Judah, and there was kings in Israel. And there was different ones. You know how it worked when that one was going on, then another one would be appointed king. And you can go through the lineage of all the kings in Israel and in Judah, and you can look it up, and it'll show you how many of them were bad kings and how many of them were good kings. And it talks about some of them here. Let's go to 1 Kings 22, verses 41 through 44.
And
Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, began to reign over Judah in the fourth year.
And Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel.
Jehoshaphat was
30 and 5 years old when he began to reign.
And he reigned 20 and 5.
He reigned 20 and 5 years in Jerusalem.
And his mother's name was Azubah.
And his mother's name was Azubah, and the daughter Shihah.
And he walked in all the ways of Asa's father.
And he walked in all the ways of Asa's father.
And he turned not aside from it.
And he turned not aside from it.
Doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord.
Doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord.
Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away.
For the people offered and burnt incenses yet incense yet in high places.
And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel.
See, an example was set down before him. And then when Jehoshaphat became king, he endeavored to follow that example. And as he followed that example, God blessed. The writer said that Jehoshaphat's reign was one of the best in both to piety and prosperity. To his devotion and commitment, and then that prosperity speaks for itself. He pleased God, and God blessed him.
Amen.
Why? Because he followed the example of his father before him that walked in the will of God, that followed after God. He recognized his life. And he recognized God's blessing on it. And he said, you know what? That's how I want to be.
Yes.
And when he became king, it wasn't just lip service. He actually followed it.
Yeah.
And then God blessed him. There was other kings, you know. So that was an example of one that they saw it. Jehoshaphat saw his father live before him. We're going to read a little further here in 2 Kings. This was an example that was shown, but it must have been related from stories that were passed down. Because as you read through, here's a little background. The kings of Judah, all the kings of Judah were descendants of David. All right? So David was king before 970 BC. And then around 300 years later, in 640 BC, one of his descendants, Josiah, became king. So you know in the BC time it started higher and then it got lower. So we're talking about the time between when David was king and Josiah was king. We're talking about over 300 years. All right? So let's read in 2 Kings, the 22nd chapter, and the first and second verse, and let's find out about Josiah. 2 Kings 22, 1 and 2.
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign.
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 30 and 1 years in Jerusalem.
And his mother's name was Jedidiah.
And his mother's name was Jediah.
And the daughter of Adiah.
The daughter of Adiah.
Of Bashka. And he did that which was right.
He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
And walked in all the way of David his father.
And walked in all the way of David his father.
And turned not aside to the right hand.
He turned not aside to the right hand.
Nor to the left.
I gave y'all the background. Over 300 years. So in this verse, When he says father, he means his forefather.
Yes.
8 years old when he began to reign. So what did he know about David? The only thing he could have known was things that were passed down to him. He did not, it was not something that he experienced himself. So I could imagine maybe stories that were passed down from generation to generation. Maybe we have some of those in our own families. We talk about maybe grandparents or great-grandparents that lived righteous and holy lives.
Yes.
And they endeavored to set an example.
Amen.
And it's something that they passed down. David was dead and gone, no doubt. But the example that he set was still bearing fruit. It's so important for me, and it's so important for you. You know, may God help us to, and it's a blessing when in our lifetime we get to see, when we endeavor to live right and be an example, we see those following behind us in our steps. That's an encouragement to us.
Yes.
But if you don't see it, don't be discouraged, because it's still important. Because look, 300, over 300 years later, how many greats was that? If somebody want to figure that out on their own and let us know how many great, great, great grandfather David was to Josiah, y'all let us know, maybe on a Wednesday night or something. But it was another one. It was a long period of time.
Yes. Yes.
But what did he do? When he began to reign at 8 years old, it says he walked, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father. Didn't turn to the right or to the left. The pathway was laid out, the example was set, and he said, I'm following it to the T. I'm not going to deviate to this side. I'm not going over to this side. I'm going the right ground, the same example that he set before me. And the Lord blessed him. He reigned for 31 years. And it's because it was passed down. Your however many greats, father, grandfather, this is how he lived before you. This is how God blessed his life. He made some mistakes, but he repented. And he didn't allow that to affect him. He kept moving on for the Lord.
Amen.
We talked about that this morning in Sunday school, talking about prayer. When you mess up, don't wallow in it. Get to the Lord. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm ready to keep on moving on.
Yes.
That's the kind of example he was.
Yes.
Let's look at a few other scriptures. You know, this next scripture in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. When you read in this chapter, this is instruction to ministers. But we all ministers. All of us minister with our lives on a daily basis. 1 Timothy 4 and 12.
Let no man despise thy youth.
Let no man despise thy youth.
But be thou an example.
Be thou an example of the believers.
In word.
In word.
In conversation.
In conversation.
In charity.
In charity.
In spirit.
In faith.
In faith.
In purity. I'm going to read that verse in the Amplified. Let no one despise or think less of you because of your youth. So it doesn't matter how old you are, you are an example to somebody. Be an example, a pattern for the believers. in the things that you say, in your speech, in your conduct, the way that you act, the way that you interact with other people, in love, in faith, and in purity, in every aspect of our life, essentially, is what it's saying. So that means to tell you that as a young person, that you can be an example to somebody older than you? Yes, you can. If you're following in the ways of the Lord, you can be an example.
Yes.
And somebody older than you can look on you and be encouraged,
yes,
and inspired. Thank the Lord. It's so wonderful seeing you following after the example that God left for us, that Jesus left for us. I'm encouraged by that. Keep being faithful.
Yes.
God will bless you.
Amen.
We realize we can't do it on our own, right? We heard about that last Sunday. When we need some help, where do we go to?
Yes.
I'm trying to be an example, Lord. You see the thing, maybe it's something you're struggling with.
Yes.
God can help you,
yes,
to continue to be the example that he wants you to be.
Yes.
Lord, help me. You know, again, I told you, this is to me. And thinking about what kind of example am I? Am I in every aspect of my life? Help me, Lord. I want to be the example that you want me to be. There's people looking on.
Yes.
Wherever I go, whatever I do. I know I like to exercise a little bit from time to time. I need to be an example even on the court.
Yes.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the playing and things going on. But I still represent God.
Yes.
Even on the court. Help me, Lord.
Yes.
I find myself praying. Help me, Lord, to represent you.
Yes.
I can't do that myself. And you know, you know how it is. Even as an adult, you start playing and you get all into it, and it's like, God had to remind me. Who do you represent?
Mm-hmm.
You're an example.
Yes.
Help me, Lord.
Amen.
Colossians 3 and 17 says, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him."
Yes.
The important part of that is in word and in deed.
Yes.
So in other words, the right words come out of your mouth and then it's followed by the right actions. In everything, that's what it says. It says, whatsoever ye do.
Mm-hmm.
So that applies to everything.
Yes.
There's no aspect of my life that I'm exempt from trying to be an example. Help me, Lord, to set the example that you want me to set.
Yes.
And then give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Because it's not anything that I've done. It's only because of you. There's one other verse I'd like us to look at. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 1, 6, and 7. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
And ye became followers of us.
And ye became followers of us.
And of the Lord.
And of the Lord.
Having received the word in much affliction. affliction.
And having received the word in much affliction.
With joy of the Holy Ghost.
With joy of the Holy Ghost.
So that ye were examples to all that believe.
So that ye were examples to all that believe.
In Macedonia.
In Macedonia.
And Achaia.
And Acacia, I believe it is. But, you know, here this was Paul writing to the Thessalonian church,
yes.
Right? Encouraging them. Look, this is what you've done. Now your examples here and your examples there.
Yes.
So where this applies to us is we can fill in the name with the city that we live in.
Yes.
Right? Yes. See, I'm an example of the believers in Forney. I'm an example of the believers in Dallas or Keller, wherever we are. We're examples of the believers.
Yes.
And you know, there's people talking about us.
Yes.
Just as he was talking about these brothers, they're talking about us. Those, they're examples of the believers. I don't have to know about it. You don't have to know about it. Our job is to just be faithful.
Amen.
Be faithful and be the examples that God wants us to be.
Yes.
So as we think about our life, people think about, and I think, what the example, Lord, is there room for me to improve?
Yes.
Help me, Lord.
Yes.
I can do better in some areas.
Yes.
I can be a better example as a father, as a man of God,
yes.
As a husband, as a co-worker, as a sibling. Help me, Lord. I can be a better example. And Lord, by your grace and by your strength,
amen.
I want to do it.
Amen.
I appreciate your time and your attention,
Lord.